But then T'Pau realizes or reveals that they have to fight to the death.
Dun, dun,
which
dun.
Is the thing here. So they're fighting and fighting. Hilarious. We're kind of doing a wide shot of this fight. The guy who is William Shatner's stunt double looks almost exactly like a young Robin Williams.
Yes, he kind of does.
It's very awesome.
It was very it was very distracting when he started to free associate a little bit. You know,
that was weird. Yeah, I didn't appreciate the improv on this Star Trek fight. and they're really getting into it.
I didn't know it was in the Land of the Elves. Oh, ha, hey.
Oh, he's a delight.
Those rainbow suspenders were a bit, again, a touch distracting.
Just a bit much. At one point, like, Kirk goes down hard. This is after, like, the chest slicing.
Yeah.
And Bones comes in. He's like, all right, now wait a minute, T'Pau. Your oxygen levels aren't like they are on Earth. And he's basically saying, like, Kirk is at a disadvantage, and he's got a little hypo spray, and he's like, let me just, like, give him this, and it'll balance him out.
Let me give him some HGH real quick. Now, T'Pau, when would a nice fella like myself lay a bet on this here? Right, where could a young man such as myself?
Oh, good. T'Pau, while we're in betwixt rounds of the fight here, where's the concession stand? I need a drink.
Got 16-ounce beers or those damn 10 ounces?
Oh, yeah, I got a Georgia style mint julep back there by any chance.
T'Pau, hold on here. I'm trying to order 3 mint juleps, which is how many I drink in a sitting. This guy says he can only sell me 2.
Only selling me as many as I can carry in a hand.
T'Pau, he said it's after the 3rd round. He can't sell me any alcohol. This is ridiculous. T'Pau. I'm an adult.
I want a refund.
And also, T'Pau, these juleps are in cubes. I don't appreciate it. Southern gentleman like myself likes to drink his julep, not eat it.
Your booze cubes here on Vulcan.
I already stood for your nonsense national anthem. I asked for chicken fingers. I don't know what the fuck you served me.
this is when, as Chris says, the next, you start with this really cool fucking thing. They break, like, now the most deadly weapon of all, straps. Just a couple of straps.
We're just whipping these scarves around each other and tripping each other.
Everybody, they spend a special time with Geordi, and it's like, oh, you know, you're blind, I'm deaf,
right?
You kind of understand what this is like. You
He's
have
creeped
visor.
Out by Data being a robot.
There's one off scene of Geordi like going to Dr. Pulaski to check out his eyes that comes to nothing.
Right, never really mentioned again in the show.
Oh, really? I thought that was going to be like a thread that comes up later.
Nope.
Because she's like, there's an experimental procedure that, you know, it might kill you, it might give you perfect sight.
Yeah,
it's like early days of laser eye surgery, I guess. And
she
like,
says that she's successfully performed it twice before.
Well, yeah, sounds like a crock of shit to me. I wouldn't trust this.
Everybody forgets, like 400,000 people got killed from LASIK before it became so mainstream.
Oh, yeah,
but before then,
people got it; they didn't know what was going to happen.
True. Well, a lot of those just didn't take
a while.
At that,
yeah, you know, after a while, you know, like you think you got your vision fixed, dude. Then one day you're walking down the street and your eyeballs explode.
Well, that'd be a cool horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you get LASIK. You know what I mean? Oh, wow.
It's called 2020.
It's 2020.
Oh, nice.
But then, like, ghosts start fucking with you because you got LASIK.
Yep. Oh, right. Yep.
Oh, and the
I'm
people
down.
That got Jerry Orbach's eyes are also terrorized by his ghost.
Jesse L. Martin keeps coming to your house. You're like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, cast one of the girls who's in, like, one of the popular CW shows in it. Exactly. You've got it. It's done.
A question. I think I know the answer, though. Like, once Jerry Orbach's eyes are in another person, when they die, can you remove those eyes and reuse them again? Probably fucking rotten from reattaching
them. Yeah, I think you get once off.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just rot town.
I wouldn't want twice used eyes.
It's better than known.
That's true.
So
Reva's like, let's go. Troy, you can come have dinner in my suite. That'll be pretty cool.
And you know what, dude? Here's the thing, Reva. It's totally fine to like have dinner with Troy. That's your right. But you got to bring the whole thing.
The whole
you're
giving
gang. Up the game. He's like, intellect and harmony, you relax. Horny, you're with me.
Yep, come on, horny.
The wingman, dude.
It's totally. Like just like when you're on a first date, like slapping your condom on the table. Like, I'm just going to leave this here for a while. No big deal. Just hanging out. There it is.
And then...